Blog Talk Radio.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude. I know you love me like cook food, even though a nigga gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since we lunch. We should've been together having four season brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, so now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view, cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, porn change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now, though I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside a nigga so sick, I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat the CD of Biggs, me and my bitch. Watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that shit. Empty gun in your hand saying, let me see that clip. Shopping streets, pull out your Visa quick. Nigga had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got flipped. Rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that shit. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them bitches get amnesia quick. I used to cut up they buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell they friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you've forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way a nigga living was whack. She don't get a nigga back like that. Shit, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just pick up and leave and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was just fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good. But once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. Shit, I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Fucked up, girl.
Check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and it's Step Your Game of Saturdays, January the 11th, 2014. We are 11 days into the new year, and we are stepping our games up each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West and 3 p.m. on the West. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Of course, we're going to be stepping your game up Saturdays. Stepping your game up Saturdays is for business owners and about real issues. Let's talk about some real issues today. Today we're going to be talking about, I got three different things I want to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about is stepping your job game up, because a lot of us got jobs, and that's cool. But let's step our income game up and make multiple incomes, because multi-incomes are better than one. Also, the second thing I want to talk about, stepping your game up Saturdays, is the death of PFC Lavina Johnson. You know, a lot of this story has been getting a lot of attention, especially on Facebook and all over the world. But we hear so much about sisters and Atlanta housewives and love and hip hop and Gabrielle Union and Beyonce and all this other stuff, but that really gets a lot of attention in the media, and it gets a lot of internet exposure. But we got a sister that has been murdered, and they're trying to say that it was suicide. So we're going to talk about that story in a few. And also, step your game up Saturdays with the kids. You know Diva loves the kids. You got to step your game up with the kids, and their education is so important. So we're going to be talking about a little later, maybe like the second half or the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking about websites. 10 top websites that you can go to for early child development and learning and for your kids to learn, because a lot of our children now can use our smartphones. My 5-year-old niece can use my smartphone and go to her websites and whatnot. So I want to definitely step our games up on this Saturday on the second half of the show with 10 free learning websites for kids. You know, it's a list of some fun websites and educational and safe websites that our kids can use to learn. Going into 2014, we got to step these kids up as well. So let's get right into this thing. Let's talk about stepping your job game up. And nothing is wrong with having a job, but a lot of times the job is just over broke. J-O-B, just over broke. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You know, you're taking out loans to be able to pay bills. Now is the time for you to step your game up and thinking about getting an additional income. And I know y'all like, Diva, how am I going to get an additional income? And I got kids, you know, I got to be able to help at the house, and my job give me part-time hours, and my schedule is all over the place. I can help you. One of the things that you can do is start your own business. And I know y'all like, what? Start my own business. I barely got time to go to work. You can start your own business in the meantime. One of the things, the sites I want to give you is iWakeUpPaid.com. That's iWakeUpPaid.com. This is definitely, and you can get in contact with Lending Greer as well, but iWakeUpPaid.com is in a great way to get you some extra income, because it allows you to have a flexible schedule. You can go to work. You can be full-time, part-time. You can have two jobs and do this. You can be a full-time student and do this. Single mothers can do this. Single fathers can do this. Even grandparents can do this. So you want to go to iWakeUpPaid.com. It's again, iWakeUpPaid.com. And I'll put that in the chat room. Make sure y'all jump in my chat room, too. www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Now, before I decided to run my own business or start my own business, well, I already started, but to run it full-time, I'm running a business full-time, which is radio advertising and promotion. Also, I'm a radio personality. I decided to do this because it was a great time. It's been 4 years now that I've been pushing my business part-time, and I have built my clientele to do it full-time from home. Also, I've just had a baby in December. December the 8th, my daughter, Queen, was born. And I said I just didn't want to send her off to a child care after 8 weeks. She's still a newborn. I wanted to be able to be home with my daughter. I wanted to be able to take care of her and not expose her to the outside elements with germs and people, period. So, and I also wanted to be there for my son as well. I have an 11-year-old son. I want him to be able to be home when they get when he get home, help him with his homework, assist him with anything that he needs, and make it to his games and to his events. He just signed up for wrestling, so I want him to be able to be available to my children and not just have to work a 9-to-5. So I decided to start my own business. I run it full-time. I take all the calls. I schedule all the interviews. I run my team. You know, it's all about getting balance, getting organized and getting balance. And you want to take baby steps. Like, I see a lot of people, and I was one of those people at the time, that just said, okay, this need to be done, that need to be done, this need to be done, and just run yourself crazy. Take baby steps when it comes to starting your own business. And write down a couple of things, 5 things that you need to do that day. You can't get everything done in one day. Trust me. I know. Take your time and do a few things at a time. Write 5 things that you can get done that day, 5 people that you need to call, 5 websites you need to visit, you know, 5 moves you need to make. It's all in fives. Take your time with it and enjoy what you're doing. And here's the thing, because when people start taking the fun out of what they're doing, starting your own business, you got to do something that you love doing. That's one. So if you start taking the fun out of it and start stressing over it, then it's not gonna prepare us. You're gonna run into so many things running your own business that you're gonna be overwhelmed sometimes. But we're talking about stepping your game up and having multiple incomes. Single mothers, if you're home and you're not working, and you know that you're gonna be here and you got your kids home, you can always look for other females in your neighborhood or around your complex to say, look, I'll do child care for you. You can be the child care for the working mother that's in your neighborhood. No mother really wants to run on the other side of the town and get up early in the morning and take their kids to a child care or to take their kids to a babysitter on the other side of the town. Single mothers want convenience. We need it. We need to be able to get up, and we want to have something that's close to home. So if you're a single mother and you're not working or you're in school, you can be able to be that one to offer child care to your neighbors. And this is a good way to get to know your neighbors and who's in your neighborhood. Network. You know, we got to stop texting and Facebooking each other. I don't have a relationship through Facebook. Facebook don't give me a friendship with you. Texting don't give me time with you. So, you know, you want to, single mothers, you want to get yourself in a position to network with other mothers. And let them know, look, and make it reasonable. I can watch your kid from this time to this time for this amount of money weekly. Because if she's working, she can afford it. But make it reasonable for her. And you want to talk to her about things of, okay, this is what's going on. I know some of y'all are like, oh, I'm not certified. That's something that you can work on. A lot of women that receive public assistance, there is a program, and over here in Washington, there is a program in every state, I believe, there is a program that will pay for the child care for the mother. I think it pays like $2 an hour, or it pays monthly or something like that. But they pay you to keep their kids while they're out doing a job search or while they're in school. And I know y'all like $2 an hour, even that ain't no money, but some money, that's more money than what you was getting sitting on your behind. I wasn't it. So there are programs available. All you have to do is pass the criminal background check, which is very important when you're dealing with children, and you can get paid. So that's another way to step your income up, step your job game up. Let's go into some music. We're going to take a music break, and then we're going to come back and get more into more of the Step Your Game Up Saturdays. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B. You are now live on Diva Star Radio. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @DivaEbonyB. That's @DivaEbonyB. I'm going to go in with some E-40. Big shout out to E-40. He's one of my favorite artists. And growing up, and with some Sprinkle Me. Let's go.
Yeah. Focus, pocus. Skiggity scat. It ain't nothing but me. That nigga E-40. Finna sprinkle some of you fools with some of this G-A-M-E, man, some of this guy. Understand my system. Finna sprinkle you fools with my sprinkler system. Understand this stuff. It don't stop to the motherfucking Glock pop. And fuck a Glock, I'm fucking with the 6R. P226 Diana Ross, cousin Nina. misdemeanor. That's what we do. Understand it.
I'll be more hipper than a hippopotamus. Get off in your head like a neurologist. Push him awake than Atlas. Got a pilot by the name of Tupacalus. The 707, my roots go hella far back to floor terrace.
Yeah.
I pull a 40 out of my bar cap, and then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the click,
click.
Sugar D shot legit.
Yeah.
Family orientated, game related, it's the shit.
Yeah.
Killing motherfuckers off crucial. Sitting them down mutual. Running through these lyrics as if I was fiber. Like Metamucil.
Timer, timer. Body water.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
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 Big timer, timer.
Big timer.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
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 Kick that shit, shit.
Here comes the top notch. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here I be. Flicked out nations of tea from the sea. I'm quick to smile.
Quick to smile.
Always down for the job.
Sugar, sugar,
oh, yeah,
sugar, sugar, that's my sister.
You know my name.
Sprinkle me, girl.
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 Sugar, sugar,
that's what they call me.
That's my sister.
I ain't right.
Sprinkle me, girl.
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 Check the flotation.
Niggas PHing on a player making mega. Trying to knock the hustle just because we way too major.
See, they try to test your test. You know that shit ain't cool.
Sugar don't make you have to come about the sound booth and act a fucking fool.
All these old hoe cake ass niggas, they make me so damn sick.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom on the track.
Play a player for false and get rubbed off. You don't want moss, don't want moss.
Fuck around and get evaporated.
Cause I'm a timer, timer.
Timer, timer.
Body water.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
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 Big timer, timer.
Big timer.
Body water.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
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 That's what we do.
Bitch.
Understand this shit.
Understand it.
What's happening, sugar? You and this bitch with me?
Ha, I thought you
were. That's what we do for the motherfucking 9-5.
Ha, for the 9-5. Yeah.
Sick with the records. Jive all the time.
Understanding the system, man.
Mob City, B-Town. Mob City. Mob City, B-Town, man.
Mob is on your hood.
But I'm out of my my body. And I know why. Cause I break it down. Roll it up. That's the way. I like the pub. Break it down. Roll it up. Rapture. The topic of our conversation was let's put together some type of masterpiece. A doobie just fine. Let's get the juices flowing. It all comes together in time. In my town it's not a crime. Smoke on what you wanna. You bet marijuana. Take just one hit. And you's a goner. Well, here we call that one and gone. Must be immune to it, cause that's all I'm smoking on. I reckon this good move music. Break it down. Roll it up, That's the way. I like the puff puff pass. Don't play no duck duck moves with it. And if you do, then why should I let you hit it? I don't know. It's something about chronic smoke that makes me relax and chill. Down south they call it loud. On the west we call it kill. Make you feel like you floating on cloud nine. Smoking what you smoking ain't as potent. But I'm so alive, but I'm out of my body, and I know why, cause I break it down, roll it up, that's the way, I like the pub, break it down, roll it up, that's the way, I like the pub.
I just hit y'all with a double play with E40 Spreak with me, man. And then I just hit y'all with some Juma Black Roll It Up featuring Leak. Make sure y'all follow Juma Black on Twitter at Juma Black. That's J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q at Juma Black. And check him out, all his music out. Big shout out to E40. I love E40. I grew up listening to him as a youth, and I still listen to him as a grown woman. Steffi Game Up Saturdays, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Be sure to check out iwakeuppaid.com/info. That's www.iwakeuppaid.com/info to get yourself some multiple income. You need multiple incomes. I know you're just one person, but you can have multiple incomes. Diva do. And if it's two of y'all in the house, two adults, three adults, four adults, or whatever, everybody need to have multiple incomes. You don't want to rely on one income. That's just not too, that's not enough security for yourself and your family in today's society. We're talking about stepping your game up Saturdays. I'm still talking about the financial part of it, but I also want to give some shout-outs because I get a lot of love. Big shout-out to Twin. Big shout-out to Raquel. Big shout-out to Slay Stone. Big shout-out to Sharonda Ford. Big shout-out to Michelle Brinson, Nakima Brinson, Ron Holland, and big shout-out to Keisha Richardson. Well, Kenesha Richards. Big shout-out to y'all. I appreciate y'all love. Big shout-out to DJ Genius, everybody on the check-in on Facebook. Also, big shout-out to Future Guru 100. Big shout-out to Slate Stone. Big shout-out to Gmo. Big shout-out to Chrome. Big shout-out to all my Phenomenal Radio family. Make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio, the most versatile hip-hop station there is the world. We are definitely doing it big over there. Check out our indie spotlight. Check out our digital tour for the artists. And check out all the advertising and promotion that we're doing over there for artists and business owners. So go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. We're talking about stepping up your finances and a way to make it easy and convenient for us, because a lot of us like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have got time. I got the kids. I got the husband. I got school. I got work. I do not have time. You do have time to have an additional income. Let's talk about these referral services. I see not YouTube, but Boost Mobile account now, even banks. You know how they have those little forms that if you refer somebody, they'll give you a $25, $25 for referring somebody and stuff like that. The Rush card does it as well. If you are signing people up for Rush cards and for Boost Mobile services, you are getting money back. You want to read their referral program of benefits very clearly. And if so, you may want to talk to a Boost Mobile representative or a Rush card or an account now or even the bank, saying, how is this going to benefit me? Just telling somebody else about signing up for a bank account or telling somebody else to sign up for a prepaid debit card and it's free, people will sign up. Trust and believe Diva does it. I have referred half of my family that don't have bank accounts but need a debit card to the Rush card or to Account Now because they need it in this day and age. AccountNow.com does have a $20, they give you $20 to every person that signs up. Rush does as well. Rush is $25, but this is still money that's going into my account on these cards. I have an Account Now card myself, and I have a Rush card myself. And you can get the cute one, the baby fat one. Big shout out to Kimora Lee and big shout out to Russell for having this. They wanted to make sure that people had things that they can use. When you are selling something or if you're trying to get somebody to sign up for something, make sure it's beneficial. Because people are like, I'm not going to just be giving my information all crazy for no reason. I want to help you, but, you know, I don't have the money right now to invest. You let them know you don't need to invest anything. You just need to have a debit card. I know plenty of brothers and sisters that's coming out of jail right now don't have a bank account, but they need a debit card to get a lot of things done. So we can help them and help ourselves at the same time. So take that little tip right there and step your game of Saturday on that one right there. So let's recap about stepping our finance game up, stepping our job game up. The first one was iWakeUpPaid.com. This is a great way for students, single mothers, single parents, full-time workers, full-time students, even elderly to have a residual income monthly. So you want to go to iWakeUpPaid.com/info. Again, that's iWakeUpPaid.com/info. You can get that in my chat room, too. This is another way for you to start putting money, hundreds of dollars, in your pocket each and every month from your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from your home. Also, the second way for you to step your game up for single mothers or people who are home and love children, and I'm saying love children, have patience and care for children, have a desire to work with children, is you can do child care. Child care is so expensive, and a lot of mothers in your neighborhood, in your complex, and parents need your help. They need the convenience. They need to be able to have child care close to home. So you can make a flyer. You online anyway right now, then you making, you know, selfies and those funny posts that everybody putting up on Facebook, you know, make a flyer and put it up at the mailbox in your complex or go around to a couple houses and let them know that you are offering child care at an affordable price. So that's another way. The third way, starting your own business. Starting your own business can be very tricky, but that's okay. You have so much to learn, and once you sign up for your own business and you go and you, I would say start off as a sole proprietor. Start off with something small. When you sign up, you have so many services that's available to you who wants to help you succeed. The small business organization, they want to help you to succeed, and you can call them 24 hours a day with things that you don't understand. They will help you. Trust me, Diva has used it. And now, the fourth way, signing people up for services and getting a referral fee. Referral fees is really good. We talked about Rush Card. We talked about Account Now. We talked about banks. You know, the referral program is really, really good when you're signing people up for those services that they need. Everybody needs a debit or a credit card, and everybody really doesn't have it. Oh, excuse me, PayPal. PayPal is another one. So you got PayPal, you got Account Now, you got the Rush Card, and you have banks. These four companies deal with money. They deal with transferring money, saving money, putting monies into an account, and you want to get a piece of that. So Step Your Game Up Saturdays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Step your income up. Don't just be dependent on that job, waiting on that promotion, and you may not get promoted. You may not go nowhere with the company, but make sure you are securing your incomes for yourself. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break and pay some bills, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to be talking about a very graphic story and a very sad story, but it needs to be talked, put more light to it, and a lot of us need to bring awareness to it. So we're going to be talking about the death of Army PCF Lavina Johnson. You know, we're going to talk about it. Is it suicide or is it a death? And I know y'all like, why are we talking about this PFC that died, you know? Why is this so important? Stay tuned. I'm going to tell y'all why it's so important and what's so mysterious about this particular story. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawan, in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
When the truth is found to be
grind, hustle, put your money where your mouth is. Big meal tickets with my boss, money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the south, kid, West Texas where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly, this my city, gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. By torture, killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground pushing until the world hollers Slate Stone. His resume ready for platinum plaque for the take home. Over 10,000 units. It's move, DJ the radio, got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That list of names goes on. I've been had my froze on, Mr. Freeze was a mixtape. And even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slay. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game, salute the core DJ fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Slay Stone, that's me, that's me. Being a have-not, wanting my pockets to have not. Pen and pad, I mastered. Please tell J Prince out that rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lone Star State. Package up my music, try to traffic it from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends, co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's roll some tricks. Chameleon Aaron Powell, help me get my mind correct. DJ screwing step pad. Zero plus that traitor truth. They taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle. That Slim Thugger helped me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1, head nigga, he got crime flu. Magno Magnificent, holding down that West Tech. Gil flow, we made it happen. Recognize that I'm the next, the next. The game lonely, uh-huh. These kind of bum dudes, fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food, yeah. But I'm a healthy dose, 100 like cornflakes, land a link in Al Capone, no way that I'm born fake,
no.
It's Green's gutter, uh-huh. The beast from the east, the midwest is my mother,
a underground king, now G, more like a prince, uh-huh. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like Tip,
but folks, yeah. I'm far from tiny, 618 is behind me, catch me in Killer City, your ICC getting grimy,
on my way to Triple D,
trying to give them all the hammer,
yeah. They heard me on
Phenom, now they love my country grammar,
yeah,
from the 915, to the 409, everything is big in Texas, so I fit in fine. I'm in the limelight,
yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate? Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Swade, and the crew of Great.
smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic?
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. The South Bronx.
Tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specializes in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attacked. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. Cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style, let me show you. Now way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and Jam Bam, these boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, Rolling Six, with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the Dresden Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, South, South Bronx, South Bronx, South, South Bronx, South Bronx.
Get it.
yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I'm back up in the scene, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West and 3 p.m. on the East. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, and also check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Again, that's Diva Mary K, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. I want to get into this story, death of Army PFC Lavina Johnson, and the story is very, very unique. A lot of stories get a lot of attention, but this one needs to be shed light to. So who is U.S. Army Private First Class Lavina Johnson? PFC Johnson, and this story is coming from KennethPrice.com. The source that it comes from is KennethPrice.com, and it goes to say, PFC Johnson, a daughter of Missouri Dr. John Johnson and Mrs. Linda Johnson, was stationed in Balad, Iraq on July 19, 2005, the day of which her life ended. The Army officials' ruling state that Johnson died from a self-inflicted non-combat internal gunshot wound. According to investigations, Johnson was depressed at the time of her death and had moved outers to follow soldiers, that she was complaining or contemplating killing herself. Johnson's lifeless body was found in storage tent owned by contractor Kellogg's Brown and Root KBR. Now, the parents of PFC Johnson indicated that their daughter was very patriotic and desired to serve her country. At the time of her death, PFC Johnson was looking forward to a brief return home before completing her tour. Long-term plans including attending college upon re-entering civilian life. Now, is this a suicide or is this a cover-up? Now, in April 2007, the Johnsons, the parents, had the casket containing his daughter's remains exhumed at Jefferson's Barrack Cemetery, followed by the new autopsy. This came nearly 2 years after unsuccessful attempts to obtain further details from the Army. Dr. Johnson, with a 25-year record of serving enlisted personnel, maintains that his daughter was brutally raped, tortured, and murdered, and further, that her body additional trauma to conceal the attack she suffered, as well as to identify who committed these crimes. Dr. Johnson raised a number of issues that not easily explained by the Army's account. Now, here's the issues that he raised. This is the question that he's asking. He says, number one, let me pull this story up. The first question he raised was, and the issue that he raised is, how does a young lady take an M16 automatic rifle to shoot herself in the mouth? Good question. The second one is, why no suicide note at the scene to corroborate stories of Lavina's depression? If she was depressed, why did she say anything or leave a note to anybody? Usually when somebody commits suicide, they'll leave a note or they'll tell somebody or they'll put something on Facebook or Twitter, as we now see in the 21st century. The third issue he raised is, why did investigators fail to recover a bullet? Why didn't y'all find a bullet if she shot herself? The fifth question, excuse me, is a trail of blood leading from Lavina's body and the tent. Now, he's saying that there was a trail of blood from her body to a tent, meaning that somebody had to drag or move that body. The sixth question he raised is forensic evidence that someone tried to set the tent on fire, leaving PFC Johnson's fully clothed body inside the burning tent. Wow. The seventh question is, what of trauma to Lavina's body, including multiple abrasions? What of trauma to Lavina's body, including multiple abrasions, a broken nose, loose teeth, and burns, and a corrosive chemical on Lavina's genitals? So she has some type of chemicals on her vagina as well, too. This is horrible. This is horrible. That's why we need to raise that awareness. This is why we're talking about this story. And I want you guys' feedback as well. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, if you're listening to the archive of this show after the show is done live, you can always post your comment on the front page here that you're listening to the show. You just scroll down to the bottom. You can post your comment about the story and about the show and show some love as well. Let's get back into the second part about this. Now, we know the details of the assault and the murder, but we want to know what has become of this. What has become of all of this madness that has been going on? And it's sad to see this queen has been done this way. But it says, it is in a concernable that our nation has arrived at this place where a young woman commits her life to the service of our nation, ends up dead, and little attention is given. At a time when our nation has chosen more aggressive military posture in the world, citizens are being called upon for dangerous, lengthy, and tours of duty. Further, this call comes without conception or conscription, excuse me, thus requiring appeal to younger citizens who might otherwise attend college or pursue a trade. Surely, the armed force must appreciate the need to take every precaution to rest any concerns about the safety of military personnel stationed on domestic and foreign bases. In May 2013, the Pentagon released a report that highlighted the serious extent of sexual assault taking place within the ranks of the military. The report found that 35% increase in unwanted sexual contact since 2010 and 6% increase in incidents from the previous year. During the May 7, 2013 news conference in the East Room of the White House, President Barack Obama announced his new no-tolerance policy regarding the sexual assault in the military. And he's quoted to say this, "I expect consequences, so I don't just want more speeches or awareness programs or training, but ultimately folks look the other way. If we find out somebody is engaging in this, they've got to be held accountable, cuted, stripped of their position, court-martialed, fired, dishonorable discharge, period. But those who are in uniform, who we've experienced sexual assaults or who have experienced sexual assault, I want them to hear directly from their commander-in-chief that I've got their back," the president said. "I will support them, and we're not going to tolerate this stuff, and this will be accountability." So basically, Barack Obama, May 7, 2013, in the East Room of the White House, announced the no tolerance policy. This came about because of the sexual assault. The increase, 35%. The report found 35% increase of unwanted sexual contact since 2010, and 6% rise in the incident from the previous year. A sexual assault, an unwanted sexual assault in contact. Really? Like, this is what the hell is happening to our young men and women? I can't even come out of my mouth and really, you know, say this is unnecessary. I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. Hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, on Facebook, Diva Mary K. Also, you can call into the show at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. We're going to get more on this story when we come back. We're going to take a music break, and when we come back, we're going to get into more on the story. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into some more hot music. Let's get into some Tupac. Pitch me rolling.
Yeah. Clear enough for you. All
right.
Yeah.
Why niggas look mad? All right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street.
Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. That's what somebody can tell it. No, this dope being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put practice on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirty niggas did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thuggin', the world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put some weed inside the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rollin', bustin' the beans on the rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a bean that finally feedin' on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beatin' in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I be holdin', picture me rollin'.
Baby, now. Side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remain, running back lacks the Chevys on the wrong. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the problems, TTO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm a clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cookie shit that we inflict and get street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course.
Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain, Sad Dog, Sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
money like a millionaire that has no money like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambler fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat, beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. Oh, with a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me too? The shoo-be-doo. I said, come on, mate, but make the people move.
Baby, rappers delight. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, where we showcase, promote, and interview nothing but the hottest in business owners. And we talk about community events and community actions and things that need that we need to step our games up, things that we need to be aware of. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. I'm talking about this story right now, the death of Army PFC, Lavina Johnson. And we were talking about, you know, she had left, and she was 19 years old, too. Let me just put that out there. PFC Johnson is the daughter of Missouri's Dr. Johnson's and Mrs. Linda Johnson, was stationed in Balad, Iraq on July 19, 2005. That's the date where her life had ended. The Army official's ruling stated that Johnson died from a self-inflicted non-combat intoral gunshot wound. According to the investigation, Johnson was depressed at the time of her death and had made terms to fellow soldiers that she was contemplating killing herself. But there is some questions to be raised. So basically, the Army officials are saying that she killed herself, but her father raised some issues, the parent raised some issues, and they was like, this can't be possible. She was very patriotic, and what they said about their daughter is Johnson, her father indicated that their daughter was very patriotic and she desired to serve her country. At the time of her death, Lavina Johnson was looking forward to being, you know, to a brief return home. She was on her way home. And she was, before completing her tour, you know, she had long-term goals of attending college and returning back to the civilian life. But the parents is raising the issue here. there. They like, there's no way in hell that my daughter killed herself. And here's a couple of issues that they raised and questions that they asked, because in April 2007, the parents decided to have her body dug up in a new autopsy. And it says right here, it says, Johnson's, and this is coming from, KennethPrice.com. This is the source, KennethPrice.com. I actually seen the story on Facebook and decided that I wanted to talk about it on Steffi Game of Saturdays. But in 2007, the Johnsons had the casket containing his daughter's remains exhumed at Jefferson's Barack, a new autopsy. This came nearly 2 years after unsuccessful attempts to obtain further details from the Army. Dr. Johnson, with a 25-year record of serving enlisted personnel, maintains his daughter was brutally raped. She was tortured and sustained additional trauma to conceal the attack she suffered, as well as to complicate identifying who committed the crimes. Here's a couple of questions that he raised and asked. Here's a couple of issues. And I'm glad that he's investigating more. Of course, a lot of appearances. It says, one, how does a young lady take an M16 automatic rifle to shoot herself in the mouth? Two, why no suicide note at the scene to corroborate stories of Lavina's depression? Three, why did investigators fail to recover a bullet? Four, why was there no traces of gunpowder found on Lavina's hands? Five, a trail of blood leading from Lavina's body in the tent. Six, forensic evidence that someone tried to set the tent on fire, leaving PFC Johnson's fully covered body inside the burning tent. Seven, what of trauma to Lavina's body, including multiple abrasions, broken nose, loosened teeth, and burns, and a corrosive chemical on Lavina's genitals? These are good questions to be raised. And going more deep into the story, it says, given the backdrop of a known problem and the president's zero tolerance commitment, resolving all legitimate doubts associated with PFC Johnson's death would go a long way in changing the troublesome culture of sexual assault. Sexual assault is something to be taken very, very serious. Even more shocking is that the African American community overwhelming support for the African American commander in chief that has not translated into White House calls for a thorough investigation into the death of PFC Lavina Johnson. Some might argue that President Obama is the president of all, not just blacks. However, when lesser misfortunate as of in the wife of appealing to the president on the behalf of the unemployment workers, Darren Wells, the White House responded, if the notion of sanctity of life sits as a certain tent of whom we are as a nation, then surely Lavina Johnson's mysterious death, merits more attention from the commander-in-chief, more attention from the commander-in-chief than the troubles of the unemployed worker whose particular situation are beyond the scope of the White House. And if 96 to 93% of black voters support in 2008-2012 counted for something, let it be counted in African-American demanding justice, and the president responded to the demand. I want to know what y'all think about this. Call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. And the story goes on to say a little bit more, civil rights leaders are likewise complicated in their silence. Al Sharpton was outspoken in a 1987 case against Tawana Browley, the teenager later found to have concocted a story of being kidnapped and raped. The NAACP rightfully took a vocal position in the manner of murder 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, organizing marches and circulated a petition to the Department of Justice that attained 1.5 million signatures. Jesse Jackson interceded during the deportation of Ellen Gonzalez, the Cuban American boy who Cuban father successfully fought to regain custody of his son in his home country of Cuba, Jackson, on his own negotiations to release hostage and conflict involving his son. Wow. A lot of African Americans and a lot of leaders are coming out about this. But these direct actions and the virtual silence regarding PFC Lavina Johnson and difference to the tragedy of the befall of the young soldiers suggests unequal concerns about justice. Indeed, one might argue that the left is more concerned about bringing pressure to the President Obama than it to the justice of Lavina, and that politicians and injustice calls into questions lawfully overturns about fairness. Follow up more on this story, too, as far as, because when did he post this? How old is this post? Good question. This is on the 9th, January 9th, 2014. So you guys can go to KennethPrice.com. That's KennethPrice.com. He has a story up there, and you guys can check it out to get more information. And we need to follow this story. It's so important. Let's go to the call lines and get some love and get your feedback on this. And I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. Everybody that's on the line, if you want to give your comment on the story, if you want to give some shout-outs and love, just press the 1 button, 862-755. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now live on Steppy Game on Saturdays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Rocky. What? I'm from Jersey. What?
Ah.
How you doing?
Rocco Block, what's going on? Thank you for coming through to Step Your Game on Saturdays. You know we do this each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 3 p.m. on the east. We're talking about this story. Of Lavina Johnson, the private who was killed in the Army. And it's basically looking like a big cover-up. Did you get a chance to read the story on Facebook just yet?
No, I saw the body and was like, ooh, I don't want to read that.
Oh, yeah, you got to read it. All you people that's reading it don't want to read. This is so important. I want to bring you up to date why this is so important, Rocker Block. Like, this is crazy because we get a lot of recruiters over there in Jersey, and they are targeting the high schools and even over here. Lavina Johnson, if Gabrielle Union can get engaged, everybody can put that all over the internet, we can pay attention to that, we can pay attention to this. So Lavina Johnson, PLC Johnson, the daughter of Missouri Dr. John Johnson and Mrs. Linda Johnson, was stationed in Balad, Iraq on July 19, 2005, the day in which her life ended. The Army official's ruling stated that Johnson died from self-inflicted combat. Basically, they're saying she shot herself in the mouth. She killed herself. According to investigators, Johnson was depressed at the time of her death and had made overtures to fellow soldiers that she was contemplating killing herself. Johnson's lifeless body was found in a storage tent owned by contractor Kellogg Brown. Now, the parents of Lavina indicates that their daughter was very patriotic and desired to serve her country. At the time of her death, Johnson was looking forward to a brief home return before completing her tour. Long-term plans included attending college upon civil life. But here's the thing, Rocker Block. Is this a suicide or is this a cover-up? Because in April 2007, it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up. You want to know why?
Is that her in the picture?
Yeah,
she
that's
can't
her
kill
at
herself
the top of the
and
picture.
Then be all bloody like that. You can't kill yourself and be all bloody like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's her in the picture, so it's definitely a cover-up. And she probably was being tormented on by her peers. And, you know, so I definitely think it's
now
a cover-up.
It does say that in the story because in 2007, the Johnsons had the casket containing his daughter's remains exhumed at the Jefferson's Rock Cemetery, followed by a new autopsy that came nearly 2 years after unsuccessful attempts to obtain further details from the Army. It says his daughter, he says that his daughter was brutally raped, tortured, and murdered. And he even goes on to say even further that her body sustained additional trauma to conceal the attacks she suffered, as well to complicate identifying who committed these crimes. Dr. Johnson raised a number of issues that are now easily explained, or are not easily explained by the Army's
account. Did they do an autopsy on her?
Yeah, he did another. The Army did an autopsy on her, and then he had his daughter's body pulled up, and he got a new autopsy done. And it was revealed that she, where is it down here? There it is. It says, one of the trauma of Lavina's body included multiple abrasions, a broken nose, loosened teeth, and burns. And also she had a corrosive chemical on her genitals. Now, also when her body was, when she was beaten, the tent was set on fire. Let's talk about that. And they didn't get a chance. The tent was set on fire that her body was dragged into. This is a cover-up. Our sister was killed. She was murdered.
Definitely a cover-up. Now, who's asking whether or not it was a cover-up or if she did suicide? Is that a personal question you're asking, or did somebody, was actually asking that, you know?
Well,
wherever she's
the
from.
Kenneth, the source that I got this from, the website is KennethPrice.com. KennethPrice.com is asking this as well as where it's her parents. Her parents are saying that this was a murder. KennethPrice.com is asking if this is suicide or a cover-up. I'm asking that, too. But
I'm definitely a cover-up.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. How old was she?
She was 19 years old.
Oh, my God. She didn't even do nothing yet.
She didn't even do nothing yet. After that, after this... In May of 2013, the Pentagon released a report that highlighted the serious extent of sexual assault taking place within the ranking of military. The report found that 35% increase in unwanted sexual contact since 2010 and 6% rise in incidents from the previous year. During the May 7, 2013 news conference in the East Room of the White House, President Obama announced a no-tolerance policy regarding sexual assault in the military. Are you freaking kidding me? Can you remember the no-tolerance rule that we had in school? No tolerance. Now they have one for sexual. Go ahead.
It's just a shame. I mean, you go to the Army and they send you far, far away from home, so you can't really call on nobody except them. It's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's like as you go out there and they be all helpless. You know what I mean? You can't even turn to nobody to help you if something is wrong. And they, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous, man. Then these girls are young. They hardly even strong.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably, you know, too tired from all the stuff that they got to do anyway.
The training.
To fight back, you know, with the training, and you know, and it's probably more than one people killing them. It's like a group of people, like two strong dudes is just going around. They can't help themselves, and the girl looks so good, and they can't go to sleep at night because they know they can't have her, so they got to take her life.
That's
it's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Just
and they're probably already married.
Huh?
And they're probably married already.
They're probably married. This was crazy. This girl was attacked. You're talking about a broken nose, multiple abrasions, loosened teeth, and some type of chemical on her genitals. This was torture. You know, this is more than just hazing. This is torture. This is ridiculous. You know, there is a petition for everybody to sign, too. So I want you guys to sign the petition at change.org. It says, please sign the change.org petition. to ask for justice for Lavina Johnson. You know, this was a sister, 19 years old, fresh out of high school, you know, all her way in the Army, come from a, her father had a military background. He served 25 years.
Where's
this
she
is
from?
How y'all repay? Where was she from? Missouri.
And her
Missouri.
Dad, 25 years in.
25 years in. He was 25 years. Let me just go back up to where it's saying that her father. Anybody that want to comment, you can press the one button to be heard. It says, Dr. Johnson, with a 25-year record of serving enlisted personnel. 25 years enlisted personnel he served. And he had so many different, he had obstacles of even getting, you know, the autopsy and correct information of his daughter's body. This is a complete cover-up.
Definitely.
This is no good. But the thing is, we got a lot of our young brothers and our young sisters, and I see that a lot over here in Washington. They signed up for the Army. You know, they 19, 21, 20 years old. They signed up for the Army, you know, and they got high hopes. They're looking at the money. These recruiters are promising them a $10,000, $5,000 sign-on bonus. You know, a lot of our brothers and sisters are not coming back from the Army. We need to pay attention to the numbers. I need somebody to get me the numbers because it's so just dying right now as I speak. We need to really pay attention to that part of what's really going on with the Army. Sexual assault, ain't no way in hell sexual assault shouldn't exist, no way. But you know, 35% of unwanted sexual contact. That's crazy. And then the president issued a no tolerance law against it. So basically, if you are getting, let me give you the statement that Barack laid out. Let me give you the statement what Barack said. Before we move on. Let's see. Barack says, I expect consequences, so I don't just want more speeches or awareness programs or training. But ultimately, folks look the other way. If we find out someone's engaging in this, they've got to be held accountable, prosecuted, stripped of their position, court-martialed, fired, dishonorable discharge, period. For those who are in uniform who experience sexual assault, I want them to know and I want them to hear directly from the commander-in-chief, from their commander-in-chief, that I've got their back. The president said, I will support them, and we are not going to tolerate this stuff, and there will be accountability. Wow. We see it all over the Facebook. We see it on the news, and like you said, I seen a picture, and I was like, I don't want to read that. You know, this is something that really needs to be read. It's not just, you know, and I guess they put the graphic picture out there, just like Emmett Till Mama did.
Mm-hmm.
She put that picture out there because she wanted people to see what was done to her son.
Mm-hmm. It was just a gruesome picture, you know. Just looking at the picture, I already knew that somebody did that to her because of the way she was laid out and how her clothes were just, you know, bloody and wet and everything. So it was just, I knew somebody did that. And then I read it, and I'm like, cover up? What you mean, cover up? Suicide. This ain't no suicide. Somebody did that to that girl. You know, and she looked older, you know, to me in the picture. But she's only 19 years old.
19 years old. 2 years later, the father had his daughter's body.
Crazy. How long she been in before that happened to her?
That's a good question. I don't see where it says how long that she was in there, but she had to be in there for at least a year to go on a tour because they got to go through 6 months, 6 to 8 months through basic training. And then after that, you know, she was going on her tour. That's the tour that she had left to go on, July the 19th. That's the day she died. She was stationed in Balad, Iraq. As soon as she got there, they killed her.
Man, oh, man.
That's
somebody got to go to jail for that.
Yeah, and then you got to think about it. Yeah, we got to stay on top of this, and we got to spread the word and keep talking about it and keep trying and keep getting information and keep following the story. We can't let this go unjust, just like, you know, Trayvon Martin. A lot of these deaths be coming unjust. The guy that shot the girl over in Michigan, you know, shot her straight in her face through the door. He was prosecuted. He's going to jail. But it's too many of our young people out here dying. You know, our kids are dying. Let's read some of the comments, too. That's what I wanted to read before I go into the next step of the game on Saturday's topic, before I get off of this one. One of the comments, KenofPrice.com says, this is a person, the owner of this website. It says, to all, know that this article and signing up petition are just the beginning. Work is underway to engage the Johnson family with targeted strategies that point us to justice. Keep the flame burning. I appeal to you that we remain engaged. Look for further steps over the next few days. Thank you for caring enough to get informed and get involved. I like that. Get informed and get involved.
Get involved.
Yes. That's exactly what we need to do. Get informed and get involved.
That's right.
What's another one in the comments? Shirley Day says, and she posted this 21 hours ago, this is so sad because she was African American or a woman or in the military. It's sad because it seems like nobody cares anymore. I was in the military myself, a white woman, and it was scary in the mid-70s. Nobody believed you. And the higher ups were pushed everything under the table to stay out of the news and being punished. Wow. Thank you for caring. That's crazy. My sister is in the military. My brother is all in the military. I got family in the military. The higher the rank they get in the way with stuff, this is just ridiculous. And here's the thing, too. For me, because I don't look at ranks. I don't care who you are. Y'all know, Diva, I don't care what type of rank you got. You still a human being. You know, if you shoot my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. That's just how that's going for me. Y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. I see somebody else with their hand up on the Step Your Game Up line. 773, Chi-Town is in the house. What's going on, Chi-Town?
Hey, what's up? It's Denaya. How are you?
Denaya, what's going on, Queen? Welcome. See you.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to give another one of those.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, Rock a Block, we had to give you an all right, all right, all right, and a drop the bomb. Denaya, come on up in this thing and let us know what you feel about this story.
I'm reading the story right now, and I'm just, like, in awe because I think the biggest issue is, like, they're talking about, you know, that they're trying to claim that it was suicide, and then they talk about the trauma she had to her body. Well, she didn't do that to herself, so somebody's lying here. You know, and I think the biggest problem is the fact that there is so much that goes on in the military that people don't want to bring to light. And there's been rapes of women for so many years, but people kind of just put on the back burner, or the women don't say anything because they're afraid of getting kicked out, or, you know, of, you know, losing their rank and whatnot. And nothing happening to their counterparts. You know, they're afraid of being not disowned, but, like, they're afraid of being ostracized and being called the hoe because, you know, that happened to them. So, and I think the one thing that I was telling my mom was that, like, what really brought this to light was, like, Law and Order really was talking about that in the show multiple times. And then after a while, it took years even for that, for people to actually come out and say something. It took years of them doing those kind of shows for people to come out and be like, oh, this is really happening. It's not just on TV. This is what's really going on. You know, because I was like, I heard about those things a few years ago. All of a sudden, now y'all want us to actually say it's really happening? It's like, oh, somebody got some irrefutable evidence where you can't deny it this time? You know, so it's crazy.
I'm very concerned. You're absolutely right, Denaya. You're absolutely right. And I'm very concerned about those who, because my sister came straight out of high school, and Rocka Blocks knows my sister. He watched her, you know, somewhat grow up. You know, he watched Kima. But she came right out of high school, right into the Army. Literally. Right into the Army. I'm thinking about the young sisters that's starting up right now who's trying to get out of a tough situation or trying to get out the hood and looking at the Army as the way out and serving our country. And they don't tell, I mean, there really needs to be some type of re-eval when they going to see the recruiters and taking a test, because the recruiter is going to tell them everything. Oh, you're going to get the sign-on bonus, $10,000 as soon as you sign up. You get your bonus. You don't get your bonus right away.
Nope.
You come like a year or two later. It's that. And then when you do get it, they got to go through all this paperwork, personnel. This person got to sign, this person got to sign. Your baby mama, sister, brother, dog, best friend got to sign. You waiting on somebody else to sign that you don't even know for your money, for risking your life.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. For all of my soldiers out there, all my military, all my Navy, all my Marines, I'm not trying to bash the Army, the military, whatever the case may be. I'm stating facts and I'm stating my personal opinion because I have the right to it and I will. But I'm more concerned about the youth that's coming out of high school right now, signing those papers right now. They need to tell them the severity of what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the issue. I think, like, another draw is the fact that, the military will pay for school. True, but there's no guarantee you're going to be able to come back and go to school. There's no guarantee that you're going to be able to live long enough to do that. There's no guarantee you're going to be able to come back with all of your limbs. And I think that's where there's this misconception of, because, I heard about the military budget and what they spend their money on, and it's not helping the soldiers that are wounded. That's why they have to have those extra funds of, to help the wounded soldiers, because that's not in the budget. Which is crazy to me. But that's not in the budget because why? They don't expect them to come home. So now they're like, oh, they're coming home and they're broken. Okay, darn. Now how are we going to pay for
them? Darn.
They're not expecting them to come
home.
Damn. Yeah.
You're right. Damn, they broken too, or you wounded? Oh, you got this.
Right.
Oh, let's talk. You're wounded and you got mental issues, and we didn't really think about putting this in the budget.
Right, so you really can't work. We expect you to come back, go to work. You can't do that now. You got to stay home because you can't move.
You done seen people die. You done kill people. You seen kids die. You killing kids. I know somebody personally that's receiving counsel behind it because he's seen one of the his mates, his, well, I don't know, his soldiers or how you say it, but he's
one
of his friends
in
the Army. Yeah, getting choked. He watched this sergeant strangle her, and he interfered. He interfered like, what the hell is going on here? You are strangling her. And they did him dirty. He was stationed in Korea, too. They treated him like crap. And he's receiving treatment. He's going to counseling for that as well and has depression issues. And, these people come home and they don't want to live no more. Y'all think it's hard being in the hood. At least we can move around in the hood.
Exactly.
My heart is broken with this story.
There's a misconception, you're going to go serve your country, this and that. And like I said, I love my military family. I love them to death. I'm just like, I don't understand where it became okay to treat women the way.
Denai, you blinked out. I can't hear you. Rocka Block, can you hear me? Denai dropped off. That's cool. She'll call back in. We're going to take another music break and come back, and I want to get into this last Deputy Game of Saturdays. Topic that I want to talk on is top 10 websites for your children to take advantage of and learn. And we got to step our game up with the kids. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. You're now tuning in live to Deputy Game of Saturdays. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. That's www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyBeam. Let's get to the spotlight. Let's go. Think about it.
Oh, wow.
That's the get text. But she can go to her little aunt's and her website. But 10 free learning websites for kids. Here's a list of some fun, educational, and safe websites for your child to visit and explore, you know, in their after school or rainy days or summertime or whatever. But one of them is Switcheroo, www.switcheroozoo.com. What they can do, they can watch and listen and play games to learn all about amazing animals. This is something I guess, Denia, that we could say is targeted more towards toddlers.
Right.
And, you know, like third to fourth grade. You know, so switcheroozoo.com is one of them. And the next one is Fun Brain. My son actually used to play this Fun Brain, www.funbrain.com. They can play games while participating in math and reading skills. So they're playing games, and it's more like, how would I say, it's more, they got, like, games for boys, like astronaut games and, you know, constructions and stuff like that. It's targeted towards them, so this is really good because they don't know they're learning. They think they're just playing a game.
Right.
It's really good. So go to www.funbrain.com. And then the next one is www.kidsnationalgeographic.com. Learn all about geographic and fantastic animals. I think this is something that really we really, really need to do is parents, especially African-American, is teaching our kids about geography. And
why is it every time she says something?
My bad, y'all. I'm back. I'm back. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, you know, it's called technology, but there's so
I
much
see.
Keep
I was
going
like,
on.
Blog Talk, I'm gonna need you to stop cutting us off and talking about the positive stuff. I'm just saying.
And just putting out a disclaimer. I know that's right. Anytime a diva go blank on air, y'all can just hit me up on Facebook or text me or whatever and let me know. But I'll be right back. Don't worry about it. But I'm gonna sing my song. I'm going to sing this song. Now, geographic, and we're on www.kidsnationalgeographic.com. The next one is www.pbs.org. Hang out with your favorite characters while learning. We love PBS. I grew up on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the next one is www.reading.ecb.org is www.reading.ecb.org. Go into the books and play games that practice reading strategies. Reading is so important. Parents, aunties, uncles, sisters, brothers, grandmothers, foster parents, reading is so important. They won't be able to really do math and spelling if they don't learn how to read. So reading is very important. Yes, www.starfall.com. Starfall.com is the bomb.com. My son actually utilized this too. Practice your phonic skills with these read-along stories. The next one is www.seussville.com. Read, play, and hang out with Dr. Seuss and his friends. That's a new one. I got to check that out. Seussville, www.seussville.com. The next one is www.storylineonline.net. Have some of your favorite stories read to you by movie stars. Oh, wow.
That's dope.
Okay. www.storylineonline.net. You can go here to have some of your favorite stories read to you by movie stars. That is pretty cool. We got two more here at www.abcya.com. I love abcya.com. Practice math and reading skills all while playing fun games. And then the next one is www.highlightkids.com. Read, play games, and conduct cool science experiments. My son loves science. I love science. So www.highlightkids.com. You can go there. And another one they mentioned is ABC Mouse.
Yeah,
this one that I don't see. But www.abcmouse.com is another one that needs to be on there. But I'm sharing this on my Facebook page, so go to follow me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay, and you can see this photo that I shared on there. But that's very, very interesting. So we talked to you about stepping your game up and your money. We talked to you about stepping your game up in the community, events that goes on with our people, not just African-American, but our sisters and our brothers, you know, as far as the military. And now we just dropped it hot on y'all on how to step your game up Saturdays with the kids, with these websites. You can also take advantage. You can also take advantage of more postings and more information if you follow me on Twitter at DivaEbonyB. I want to thank everybody that came out and showed love to the show, everybody that tweeted, everybody that promoted, everybody that shared on Facebook, everybody that's stepping their game up on this Saturdays. You guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career. Before we get out of here, I want y'all to step your game up with Denaya and her company, because her company is definitely making big moves, and she really makes fine jewelry and customized things. I know a lot of us out there want to have more customized things than just what everybody else has on. So, Denaya, go ahead and put your information out there and let them know how to contact you.
Absolutely. You can hit me up on Twitter at Denaya Jor. You can hit me up on Facebook, Denaya Jor. Instagram as well. You can definitely go to the website, www.DenayaAjor.com. And if you missed all that, just Google the name, Denaya Ajor. Everything pops up.
That's definitely what's up. And for everybody that's listening to the archive show right now, make sure you leave a comment on the page. If you go down to the bottom of the page, leave your comment. If you want to be a co-host on Steppy Game of Saturdays, just leave a comment at the bottom of the page, and we will get back to you. But we want to get your feedback and hear what you feel about Steppy Game of Saturdays, also the information that we put in out there. Let's get out of here with some Juma Black. Make sure you follow Juma Black on Twitter, repping the Portland, Oregon. Yes, Juma Black is definitely dope. So you make sure you follow him on Twitter at Juma Black, J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q. And follow him on Twitter and check out all his music and the great things that he's doing for the kids in the community. He is having a shoe drive right now that he's trying to launch on March 1st. So help him support in getting shoes and purchasing shoes or sending your donation to help with purchasing shoes for those who are less fortunate. We got to take care of the kids because, of course, at the end of the day, they're going to take care of us. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm about to get out of here with some Juma Black. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Black book.
I got my
Nicolava
with me.
I'm off.
Rossi, yeah.
My nigga Wallace.
I'm on my old school throwback flow.
Woo.
You.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Y'all.
I'm on my old school throwback flow. I make a bribe, wanna leave school and get that dough. I'm on my job working harder than I did before. With a little bit of patience, dividends will grow. For many moons, many men said the kid didn't have it. But I was getting established and leaving fans ecstatic. And everywhere I went, I heard, damn, that's he. That Juma Black, yeah, he can that beat. Ripping and running the streets, no sleep, straight grind. Going hard in the paint, doing what you suckers can't. Studio filled with blunts and roaches, Rossi bottles, and if it ain't my new, possibly models. Yeah, I'm in that white whip behind tent, getting topped off by a white chick riding. She do it nonstop, nonstop. It's just a dog in me. I'm kinda curious, gon' see what she saw with me. Wait, could it been the swag when she seen me at the mall? What made her drop a jaw? I ain't even stopping pause. I just threw it in the bag, in the bag. Oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God,
oh my God.
And while they falling off, we creating new swag. Ayo, Black, lava's in the building, go and strike a match. Before local celebrity, I was a hard catch. Now they see it in my hands, and I ain't throwing the folk back. Folk, I'm back, you ain't know. With these flames, my main aim just to reach that goal. Cause it's nothing, I'm stunting on the track, Hussein Bolt. No bluffing, this ain't for us, but yeah, I'm just that dope. The discussion was out in public, I'm the man of the road. So they labeling me the best, I take that role, you feel me? Cause I'm hot furnace, with dope book girthy. Plus I'm great with my double H like Mike Irvin. But today I'm doing Kobe, brother, with hotlines, 800 numbers. I'm spitting different summer. The slow flow is just to make you wonder. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God. So is it a problem that I'm an artist who slaughters and rip and conquer the deadliest flowing organ? This fortune in every portion, this portion is for your conscience. Not often this wild and bonkers. Fuck it, I'm just being lava. Aiming for that nugget all about my Iga dollar. But this is free, told you my new Juma, I gotcha. Fresh off the press, hot news for your collar.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God,
my swag is like,
oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God.
It's in my DNA to be the neighborhood arrow. Yo, rock with me and mines, I catch a body, no lasso. It's Wallace if you ain't knowing by now. Cooler than the glacier under 100,000 pounds of snow. They say my flow a delightful spectacle. Delivery original, style impeccable. Looking at the world through designer's prescription spectacles, and still I see nobody coming close to being fresh enough.
Microphone killer, murder professional.
We murk that beat and that beat. Look what's next to go. Wake the living dead like a zombie. You ain't with it, but your logic is beyond me. And I'ma still do my 1-2 and my 3 and 4, my 5 or 6. I get your bitch to do. Oh my goodness,
oh my goodness,
oh my God. It's Ace of Spades if you're trying to pull my card.
Don't try me, don't
tell
try
me who come in this hard. Wallace, Lava, Juma, Black, I ain't even count the bars.
Oh my God, oh my God,
oh my God,
oh my goodness,
oh my God,
oh my God,
my swag is like,
oh my God.